You're listening to Peter. It is a Monday evening at just 5:30 mark, and this audio is one big fat whopping thank you to you listening to this piece of audio, because in January of 2012, just gone, I, like some form of Egypt-ish to an extent, put out a request to raise €650 of your hard-earned cash so I could give you some peace and quiet and head off to the island of Inishmore to give you a little bit of peace and quiet. Yeah, my wry sense of humour kicks in once again. And you in your droves responded, and to that I owe you a great deal of thanks, because in fact, as it stands today, I have raised €932, which is all thank you to you. You may not have chucked in a few bob, that wasn't really the point of it. You might have just repimped it back out on the Twitter sphere, you may have shared it on Facebook or liked it, or somebody else might have heard about a gig that was on to raise a few bob. What will the money go to, you might ask? Well, I got a couple of letters of thanks in from the good staff and team at Temple Street Children's University Hospital, and they did note that on behalf of everyone in the Children's University Hospital Temple Street, I would like to thank you all for your kind support for Peter's Air Iron Half Marathon Challenge. A special thanks to those who made it to the Garden Group outing, and to the clients, family members and friends for your wonderful donations. I didn't actually know this, but this is a lovely statistic. Temple Street Children's University Hospital provides an acute paediatric service and specialist paediatric healthcare for over 125,000 children annually. Wow! That is phenomenal. What they're going to do with your dosh this year? Well, they say, and I quote, "The intensive care department at Temple Street needs additional pandemic ICU specification patient monitoring units. In the event of a pandemic or surge in activity, these pieces of equipment are vital as they enable us to monitor patients on a close and regular basis whilst the child fights their infection." And that's exactly it. On the 13th, 14th and 15th of April, I and a host of others will head to the island of Inishmore to do this half marathon. On this occasion, however, last year I did run it. I came in at a whopping time of 42 hours, 63 days and 17 cents approximately, and some very sore bones. But this year I will be walking the half marathon, because I want to take the time to record for the radio show, for the podcast, the journey there and the island there. I thought it was a fairer way of letting you know what your money is doing, yet taking some form of a garden angle on it, because Inishmore in itself is just an absolute gem of beauty within this beautiful country in which we live in. Back to it, and the big thanks to you. Some of you chose to say that you had mugged a couple of leprechauns, and because you had put one in each pocket and your pants were weighted down around your ankles, you needed to alleviate yourself of some shekels, and you literally just threw them at me, and for that I am so very, very grateful. Others chose to come on the garden group outing to the garden group that I run, to Ratbeggan Lakes, and on that one you said, "Hey, listen, have a few bob for that good reason." Also, I should note, in my own hometown of Ballybuhal, population just, I think at the last census it was 600, but spread over quite a large area of land, only one pub in the village, etc., etc. Some of you chose to take part in two events that were part of the Pitch and Put Club. One was the Bartle Maxwell Memorial Shield, and also the ladies played a game of pitch and put, you see, because the old golf thing, you know, the way the men and play together a bit, and I don't play pitch and put, but that raised €120. And also the Fingal Folk Club, you know, I play guitar there on a Friday, that raised the balance between the two, it was £550, which is huge round of applause. If I'd fake applause machines in the background, they'd be going mental at this moment in time. And also, I think some of you just again decided, Pete, it's a lovely cause, and we want to give you a few bob. To you listening and to this, and I know midweek, if you'd been following me online, you would have seen there were some not nice things happen, which are part of life. And then equally, you get a note in from the super duper internet machines, and it says the electronic carrier pigeon tells you, you see, that somebody has given you some extra dosh towards what is a really nice cause. I know most of you know the reasons why this is close to my heart. If not, you can do the maths on an Etch-a-Sketch, because it's very simple to figure out, I suppose, why a children's hospital would be close to any parent's heart. And for that, again, thank you so very, very much. I've put a letter, the letter from Temple Street to me on your behalf, up on my blog. That's blog.donaghanlandscaping.com. I also threw it up on Facebook, and this is the audio now telling my story of thanks to you at home for giving me your hard-earned shekels. Believe me, it is so very much appreciated. I would sing to you, except for you might write in a letter of complaint. What can I say? It'll be April the 13th, I think. Again, as I said to you, let me just check that. Yes, it is indeed. It's April 13th, 14th and the 15th. So the Martin will be done, run, half jogged, and forward roll that you might learn in your early days in primary school across the finishing line of the beautiful island of Inishmore. You'll see it on the website for more updates. But once again, from my heart, thank you so very much. Take care, folks. Have a great evening. Happy Mondays. Bye for now.